Rosh Shos, Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Grunblatt, Kahal. Today, as we know, is a very special day. Besides, it happens to be the first day of Slichus, which means it's the beginning, or even though Edel's the beginning, but it's closer beginning of our Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. But besides which, there happens to be another specialness of today. Today happens to be Chaf Daled Edel, Chaf Shin Pei Gimel. Those who know, the Chafetz Chaim was Nifter on Chaf Daled Edel, Tafrei Tzadik Gimel, which means that this is the 90th yard site of the Chafetz Chaim today. I have here a Sefer, which is considered the authoritative biography of the Chafetz Chaim. It was written right by Rav Yasher. And he writes here as follows, that at the Levaya for the Chafetz Chaim, so the Rosh Hashiva, the older Rosh Hashiva, spoke of Radin, and he spoke and he said, Drasha, we don't celebrate birthdays, but yard sites we celebrate. Gadol v'choshev kadosh v'yakar, that the day Yishoyer Yoim Chaf Daled Edel, Tafrei Tzadik Gimel. He says, this day will be Kaddish V'yakar, L'dayris Eim Isbar, forever. Ubi Yichud B'shvil Eidu Shezachu L'shamim B'karanish Hashemesh Malchusu. There's a special chashivas to this day for those people who had a shaychus to the Chafetz Chaim. And in a certain sense, everyone in the yeshiva here is somewhat of a shaychus. We know that the Chafetz Chaim had a very close Talmud. One of his closest Talmidim was Rav David, learned with him at Chavrusa, was his great nephew. Rav David was the father, the founder of Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva in America, founded it in 1933, named it after his great uncle. His son was our Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, that's how, and we, myself, the other Rosh Yeshivas, many of the Rabbeim, Rabbi Grunblatt, Shlita, we all learned by the Rosh Yeshiva. So we are grand Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim, and everyone here is connected to the Chafetz Chaim. And really, many of the Mesaira and the Hashkafas of the Yeshiva comes from the Chafetz Chaim. David, I believe, stayed in America, took the job of being Rashiv in America, yes, sent a message to the Chafetz Chaim, whether he should stay in America, to be Rashiv in America or Rashiv in Europe. Chafetz Chaim told him to be in America, do our Batzis Torah in America. The whole Hashkafa of Batzis Torah, to some extent, comes from the Chafetz Chaim, also from the altar, but from a lot from the Chafetz Chaim, so that we are connected to Chafetz Chaim. So on this yard site, there's really an obligation for Talmidei of the yeshiva to have a special chashivas to the Chafetz Chaim's yard site, especially a 90th yard site. It's interesting, there's a sefer from one of the somewhat of a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Shakla Zon, that's out, where he points out that people sometimes think the Chafetz Chaim's Iker was, don't speak Lashon Hara. He says, you look in his Sefarim, you see, it wasn't just about Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim's stress was avoiding averis that are done with the mouth, which means, obviously, Lashon Hara, but it means Sheker, not being dishonest. Sheker is very prevalent, especially in our society, where everybody lies, the presidents lie, politicians lie, advertisements lie, business lie. So we get very used to lying, think it's normal. So Sheker is a big Nisayan. Onas Dvarim is a very big Nisayan. Today's humor, the humor is to put down, insult people. People think it's funny. And gave him a good insult, I got you. People, you hurt someone's feelings, it's a very serious Avera. Ma'avim Pnei Chaver Barabim is one of the most serious Averas. Nivol Peh, being careful that your speech is clean, using proper words, not discussing topics that aren't proper, and being careful with Nidarim, not swearing. So Razon points out that Erev Rosh Hashanah, what we do is we do Ataras Nedarim. And on Yom Kippur, the first thing we do in Yom Kippur, which is, seems to be the highlight of Yom Kippur, is called Nidre. So he says, why is that? Because of the Chofetz Chaim. He says, because speech, averes done with the speech, are so serious that the introduction to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur revolve around trying to be matir as much as we can averes of speech. So therefore, makes sense for Rosh Hashanah, especially on the Chofetz Chaim's yard site, for Yom Kippur, try and be careful on these averes. Chofetz Chaim himself explains why are these averes so serious. So also in other Svarim Arich, to talk about, we had a number of years ago, Rav Aaron Schechter, the Tzah, who was just Nifter, spoke here in the, I believe it was in this building, could be it was in 71st Street, I don't remember, about the this Indian. He said as follows, we say in Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch Omer Ve'Aisa. He says, what does that mean? He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Omar. Baruch Sha'amar. Hashem said, Hashem just with his speech, says the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Basarim Amaris Nivra Olam. Hashem created the world with his speech. Baruch Omer Ve'Osa. Hashem is Osa with his Omer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this amazing kayach that when he says something, that creates it. Yomer Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or. Hashem said, let there be light, there was light. That's how he created it. The Pasuk says that a human being was created B'Tzalem Elokim. What does it mean, B'Tzalem Elokim? So the Targum explains, it means that he was given the power of speech. No other animal has the power of speech. So what is this power of speech? So it's simple pshat, it means the power of communication. But on a deeper level, it also means this power of creation. That when a person, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his speech, is Baruch Shomar Vahaya, hold on, Baruch Hashem creates with his speech. The human being has that tremendous power that his speech can create things. That's why we are very excited if we get a bracha from a gadol, just a bracha, it's a power. V'chatz Hashem Klala is an Avera. And it's not just from a gadol. Chazal say that Atiya Birchas Hedget Kara Beinecha. Even a bracha from a hedget, from a plain person, is very powerful. Person says, it says in the Svarim, when you say good morning to someone, you're giving him a bracha. Have a good morning. Good Shabbos. Mazel Tov. These are all brachas. And it says, you're mekayim a mitzvah when you say them. What's a mitzvah? Besides that you're showing friendship. It's a mitzvah that you're doing chesed. Because when you say good morning, according to the laws of mystical laws of nature, it's more likely he'll have a better morning because you gave him a bracha. So the human being with his speech has this amazing kayach. Now, depending on how great the person is, greater the kayach. But everybody has that power that his speech can create. And therefore, when it's used negatively, it's a tremendous negative power. It says in the Sfarim, we find that the greatest mitzvahs are done with your speech. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. Davening is considered one of the greatest mitzvahs. So just like speech, the greatest mitzvahs are done with our speech. So likewise, the greatest and most serious averes are done with our speech. There was a very big tzaddik named Rav Mordechai Zuckerman, who actually was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. So he used to give a mashal. He said, if a person goes to court, he's arrested for pickpocketing. He comes to court, and he's begging the judge, have mercy on me. You know, first time I got arrested, whatever. You know, young, don't send me to jail, whatever. And the judge is considering, okay, maybe I should have mercy on this guy. And then, right before he's about to sentence him, he looks at his watch, see what time it is, and his watch is missing. And he realizes that this guy pickpocketed his watch. And he says, he's going to throw the book at him. And Zuckerman said that at least on the Yemei Adin, at least on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, don't do averes. Okay, words I've heard before. Okay, but not in the Yemei Din. And I would add, if we're saying that at least on the Chavetz Chaim's yard site, don't speak Lashon Hara. Obviously, on the Yisrael Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, don't speak Lashon Hara. Don't speak Sheker. Don't speak on Noah Svarim. Nivel Peh. All the Averis of Lashon, that would be such an appropriate Kabbalah that we should make. Always try and find an appropriate Kabbalah for the Yemei Adin. And obviously, a very appropriate Kabbalah would be that we should be more nizer in our speech, to try and do the positive mitzvahs better, learning, davening with more kavana to do them better, and avoiding the negative averis that is done with a speech. And be'ezrat Hashem, in that way, we should be zeichet to get the proper din and to receive a ksiva v'chasima taivim.